March 15, 2025. Today's devotion entitled, And We Thank Him, is written by Connie Keplinger. The scripture passage is Psalm 118, verses 26 through 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. We had waited impatiently for our first child. When Aaron was born in 1973, we were filled with love and joy unimaginable. God could not have been more gracious, nor our son a greater gift. He was perfect, with big blue eyes and a heart filled with the joy only a little boy could know. He was funny and full of life, a delight to all of us, and we thank God for his blessing. Bright and talented with unlimited promise, Aaron left home to go to West Virginia University in the fall of 1991. Having lived in a strong Christian home with rules and expectations, he found himself in a place with the independence every teen desires. College life was sweet and filled with all the possibility a young man newly free from the limitations of childhood and youth could want. Only 5 weeks and 3 days later, Aaron climbed into the back of a pickup truck with seven of his friends, even though his father had warned him of the danger. He was killed instantly a few minutes later in a DUI accident because he was living in his newfound freedom and in the sense of invincibility shared by every 18-year-old young man. Our hearts were broken, yet even then we knew God's loving grace. He had protected Aaron by taking him home, instead of leaving him a quadriplegic, brain-damaged child. In the midst of our great sorrow, God held our hearts in his hands, comforting us as he reminded us Aaron was home, a place of freedom and joy in his presence. And we thank God for his blessing. Our hearts, once broken, are filled with the love of a father who would never leave his children without his presence and peace. Our memories are poignant and sometimes bittersweet, yet always filled with the joy of children of God. And we thank him for all his blessings.